Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. In Matthew 6, 22 and 23, part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness." I enjoy verses like this that really make us stop and think. What might Jesus mean? How am I supposed to visualize this metaphor? You have to study it, meditate on it over time. Rather than draw a single conclusion, maybe it will mean different things to you depending on your age or phase of life. The verse is followed by some teaching about money. You can't serve two masters. If you allow yourself to be controlled by the carnal desire to want more, to build yourself a castle, to keep out all the danger and hurt, to build your own kingdom, Jesus says, that's not going to go well for you. That's living like you want an ulcer. It's much better to be generous. And I mean better for you. It may feel counterintuitive. If we give away what we have, then what if we won't have enough? But that's the whole point. Jesus is trying to get us past that what if. If your eye is open, seeing a deeper reality, you can be full of light and you can be generous. If your eye is closed, you're overcome by greed and the desire for self-preservation, darkness leading to more darkness. Have you ever experienced the freedom of losing something you were clinging to? All the tension in your body from trying to keep that thing suddenly leaves. Of course, there is pain in loss, but as you move through it, there is also freedom. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all your everyday needs will be taken care of. Trust God that if you give Him your time and your attention and your life, He will provide. Seeking His kingdom first means releasing my other concerns, holding everything else loosely with open hands. It's an invitation to freedom and to peace, even in the midst of trials. Following Jesus doesn't mean we're looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, refusing to acknowledge the pain and suffering and wrong in the world. Seeking the kingdom first means choosing to focus on God. And when we do that, we see that God is good. It's not just pretending everything is fine, it's recognizing a deeper truth, a reality that goes beyond the bills I have to pay, and the frailty of my body, and even the calamities that plague our world, which I alone am not sufficient to bear. When I choose to focus on God, I'm not pretending, I'm seeing. I'm opening my eyes, the lamp of my body, and allowing Him to fill me with light instead of darkness. And as I do that, there is a shift in the reality I'm experiencing. It's not putting on blinders. Quite the opposite, in fact. Choose to look upon the goodness of God today and allow that frame of mind to lead you down paths of righteousness and the way everlasting. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.